Hi Emma, thanks for having me on your show today to talk about student debt. My situation is that my son is studying at Imperial College London for a 6-year medical degree. He's just starting year 5 and I'm very concerned and upset about the scale of his student loan debt, the way the interest compounds on the debt and the future of his debt. Let me explain. When my son starts to repay his loan in April 2020, the debt will have grown to nearly £70,000. As this loan system is promoted as a fair graduate tax based on earnings, he will be asked to pay about £40 per month. But the amount on his account will continue to grow because he will not be repaying the actual debt. He will be caught in a debt trap for the next 30 years, by which time he will have paid around £70,000 in interest alone, and his degree will have cost him £125,000. Now, a wealthy student doing the same degree who doesn't need to take a student loan will only pay about £50,000 for the same degree. I wrote about this to my Conservative MP, Alex Chalk, and he agreed that this amounts to a debt trap for virtually my son's whole working life. I worry in particular how my son's going to cope with the normal milestones of life, such as buying a home, having children, saving for a pension. When the middle of his life, he'll still be paying around £800 a month on his student debt loan because he had the brains for a medical degree but not the money. I want this system changed. I want the compounding of interest stopped so that at least it doesn't spiral beyond the ability to repay. I want the interest rate to be fair, and I also want wealthy people to contribute to a more equal society.